Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. It's a familiar scene played out on streets across America. Workers in recycling trucks grab colorful curbside bins stuffed with cans, bottles, and paper.
Keeps me busy all day.
This is a crucial leg of a round trip from consumer to manufacturer and back again to the consumer. These days, over 30% of household trash is recycled, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. But a funny thing has happened on the way to the reprocessing centers. The floundering global economy has trashed the market. Christine Parrish reports.
The modern recycling movement began as a personal virtue, an earth-friendly civic duty, but today it's a multi-billion dollar business. Jerry Powell is editor of Resource Recycling magazine.
Recycling is the most popular environmental movement ever. So when you have 70% of people in a community recycling, I think that the elected officials will try desperately to keep that program going.
During the economic boom times of the past decade, recycling was a boon to local governments and to the recycling industry, which made big money grinding up recyclables into raw materials that are used to make thousands of items, from T-shirts and surfboards to living room carpets.
Hey, Tim. Johnny, how are you doing?
Good, kid. How are you?
Great.
Nice to see you, Timmy.
Johnny Gold knows his way around the North Shore recycling plant in Salem, Massachusetts. His grandfather started the business in 1916 and sold it much later. But Johnny Gold stayed on. Today, he runs 13 paper recycling plants for the Newark Group, one of the top recycling companies in the nation.
Hi, Joey.
How's everything?
Oh, buddy, it's a beautiful day.
Gold walks through the loading door to the muddy back lot behind the recycling plant. It's been raining for days, and gray clouds threaten more showers.
It is bad out here.
But it's not the weather that troubles Gold. Forklifts stack bales of crushed cardboard two stories high in the mud. We walk through a crooked alley past row after row of soggy cardboard.
We have bales way down also. I have never seen the likes of this. It is horrible.
Just last summer, the recycling business was booming. Used cardboard was going for a record price of $200 a ton. Now it's selling for less than $50.
Out there in the yard is a product of today's recycling world in our industry. We have thousands of tons stored.
And it's not just cardboard that's piling up. Gold has growing mountains of plastic and glass bottles.
This thing is pretty simple. It's textbook economics, supply and demand, and people aren't buying. People are scared. If their jobs are in jeopardy, they're not going to buy extra products, and that's what's happened.
Resource Recycling magazine reports the market for metal is horrendously low, and paper is going nowhere fast. Editor Jerry Powell says when the global recession hit last fall, people not only stopped buying computers and flat-screen TVs, there was also little need for the boxes they came in.
All of that growth was because of Chinese demand. And when the Chinese market so quickly dropped, you were seeing piles of material in California, and there's several large Los Angeles processors who have rented warehouse space and have filled it up with bales of material.
Chinese manufacturers have recently started buying cardboard again, attracted by the bargain basement prices. So in places like California, which have many seaports, piles of recycled commodities are slowly being shipped out. But recycling is a regional business. Landlocked states pay a premium to truck recyclables to the West Coast.
Do you know that presently it costs more money to drive a truckload of recyclables across Los Angeles than it costs to put it on a ship in the Los Angeles harbor and then unload it in Hong Kong? It's cheaper to go across the ocean than it is across the city.
That has left cities and towns across the U.S. awash in a sea of recyclables. When prices for recycled goods were high, they could recycle trash into cash. Now with the demand so low, many municipalities have to pay to have it hauled away.
The dynamics and the economics have changed based on the markets collapsing.
Christine Beeling is a project engineer who works on recycling issues in New England for the Environmental Protection Agency.
In economic downtimes, we don't generate as much garbage. So, you know, we don't generate as much garbage. We don't generate as much recycling. The trucks, you know, go down the streets with less material in them. So, you know, it really changes the whole dynamic and the whole cost structure.
Industry insiders say the supply and demand for raw recyclable commodities will even out this summer. But if it doesn't, communities will struggle to have their materials recycled. For some, it will be cheaper to simply toss them into landfills. Jerry Powell of Resource Recycling Magazine says dumping recyclables into landfills hasn't become a national problem yet.
I'm much more concerned what'll happen in 6 months if this deadbeat sort of recycling market continues.
Powell expects a recovery, but not without casualties. Several recycling companies around the country have gone bankrupt, as have some of the world's largest producers of newsprint and cardboard. Third-generation recycler Johnny Gold has weathered bad markets before, but nothing like this.
You need cash. You're starting every day on a negative, and by the end of the day, you're still in a negative. You can't get the prices up. It makes it extremely stressful. Every day, it is another fire that we're putting out.
Still, as he stands in the lot behind the North Shore recycling plant, where bales of cardboard continue to grow into towers, Johnny Gold remains optimistic. Recycling goes in cycles, he says. We're just at the bottom of the curve.
And we'll get through it. I mean, you have to believe in this industry. I do. I think everybody's in it. You have to believe in our country. We've hit other bricks before. We'll get through this, but it's been tough, real tough.
For Living on Earth, I'm Christine Parrish in Salem, Massachusetts.
You can hear our program anytime on our website or get a download for your MP3 player. The address is loe.org. That's loe.org. There you'll also find pictures and more information about our stories. And we'd like to hear from you. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Our postal address is 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. And you can call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988.